This year, Reconciliation Week happens in the face of the galling fact that some one in three Australians don't accept that government policy enabled Aboriginal children to be removed from their families without permission until the 1970s. I asked the co-chair of the National Congress of Australia's First Peoples, Dr. Jackie Huggins, where does Australia sit when it comes to reconciliation and equality for the nation's First Peoples?
This week, I think, hopefully, and the theme of this year, we can actually rectify the history of our country to educate people in a far broader context about, you know, why it's necessary to have, you know, such things as treaty, the Truth and Justice Commission, and constitutional recognition by and large. So really, this theme for National Rec Week this week is very important, I think, in terms of the broader education of the community, both, you know, Indigenous and non-Indigenous peoples.
Looking towards the budget, it's been noted that it could severely disadvantage Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander communities, specifically females within those communities as well. What's your response to the budget, and what outcomes can we see, and what changes do we need to make to ensure that we don't see those negative outcomes?
It's been 2 years in a row for the National Congress not to have received any funding from the federal budget in relation to ongoing funding. So we've also seen from the Family Domestic Violence Organisation, our peak organisation, this notion, and it's absolutely true that they're not receiving the kind of funding that would certainly help and alleviate the situation of Aboriginal women with domestic and family violence, or Aboriginal women in prison. Unfortunately, Aboriginal women will suffer from this budget. And also, whilst there's been an improvement in Aboriginal health, which is a good thing in terms of the funding, you know, there have been many programs that have been slashed.
With reconciliation, what does that necessarily look like from both the National Congress's view and perhaps even your personal view?
What would reconciliation look for me? Personally, for me, when it's no longer remarkable that we have people achieving in all spheres of life, and that we're on parity with other Australians, that Close the Gap has finally worked, and that we live as equals amongst all other Australians.
And I understand that you went to the United Nations with some of these matters. How much of an effect did it have back here at home? And is it a top-down approach or a more directive approach? And has that been working?
So I did go over there last month and did criticise our government for having a seat at the UN, but being hypocritical in the extreme in terms of their treatment of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders and that of migrants and refugees. So how can we say that we have a fair and equitable society when we're not moving on with those very important issues that make us a nation as a whole? I think also that it's very important that reconciliation not be seen as a hand-holding movement. There's parts of that that are true, but it is not a soft issue. It is very hard work. Now, in terms of a message that I got back from home, unfortunately, mainstream media usually never picks up what we have to say at National Congress.
Do you think these matters have turned into a political football and been kicked around to some extent?
Absolutely, Henry. I think that is hit the nail on the head there. We've always been a political football in the eyes of our country. We get pulled out and put on display with great weeks like this. You know, make no bones about it. It's great to have National Reconciliation Week. We can show the richness of our culture and our diversity here. But every time we have a change of government, policies change, funding changes. So yes, in a very real sense, we are a great political football that gets chucked around all the time.
Dr. Jackie Huggins, co-chair of the National Congress of Australia's First Peoples, ending that report.